And now it is time for the Life Show right here on Anchor.fm. Yo, welcome back. Welcome back to the Life Show right here on Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Okay, today, man, I want to talk about being intentional, all right? And I got this revelation, guys, when I was coming out of the book, Psalms 119. I was actually reading the whole chapter of Psalms 119. And, you know, God spoke to me after I read that, you know, a couple of hours after reading. And the revelation that I received from it, or what I learned from it, was about being intentional, okay? And this thing was so good because God had already told me before 2018 even, you know, came along, that this was the year of success, the year to succeed, the year to really be focused and be intentional about everything that you do, okay? The workplace, with your family, your ministry, you know, with et cetera. And God broke that thing down to me so good. This is what he told me, y'all. He says, in order for you to be an intentional worshiper, an intentional praiser, and just be intentional in doing everything for me in ministry, or just being intentional doing everything for me, period, you must first learn how to become an intentional believer. Wow. Wow. You must first learn how to become an intentional believer / Christian. I'm going to add that little part to it. Becoming an intentional Christian. Because once you understand what it means to be a Christian and walk in that thing, okay, actually live that life intentionally, then you have no choice but to give God worship intentionally, to give him praise intentionally, to do everything that he has in store for you as far as his will and his way intentionally. Oh man, that's good. That's good. That, hey, listen, that was good, y'all. All right. But look at it like this. In a way to help you out a little bit more. All right. Intentional living is a lot like a GPS system found in many cars. It shows you the path to where you want to go. A GPS requires putting in the right destination where you are headed. It also has a beginning point. A GPS knows where you are starting your journey. And once you enter a destination, it calculates a route, a path for you to follow. In the same way, intentional living points you toward the path in God's word. Watch this now. Psalms 119, chapter 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. The key to intentional living is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 10. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. The message is a roadmap for life. When put into practice each and every day, living intentionally changes your life. Wow. Right there. So it doesn't matter. Like, a real intentional believer and Christian doesn't have to wait for something dramatic to happen in order to worship God. They don't have to wait for something good in order to praise God. They simply worship and praise God intentionally, simply just because he is God alone, because he is God. Like, wake up every day, I worship you, God. I praise you, God, because you are God. You're the King of Kings and you're Lord of Lords of my life, the head of my life. I serve you, I praise you, I honor you in Jesus' name. Wow, that's good, y'all. I hope you learned something from that, guys. Intentionally. Live intentionally for Christ in everything thing that you do, all right? Let's get back to these jams right here on the Light Show. Hey, yo, this your boy DJ Preach right here, man. Listen, I just want to give y'all my social media addresses and names real quick, just in case you want to follow me. Start with Facebook, man. You can follow me on my page. It's called Primetime Gospel. Write that down. Primetime Gospel. All right. On Twitter, I go by the name of DJ Preach on Twitter, but the holder name is at WILLKC83. At WILLKC83. That's for Twitter. And on Instagram is DJ underscore Preach 83. Instagram again is DJ underscore Preach 83. That is it right there. Y'all keep it locked here on The Light Show. Anchor.fm, Google Play, iTunes, and coming soon, SoundCloud. I'm trying to tell y'all, boy. We moving. We doing big things. Let's go! Hey, yo, listen, I got a couple of call-ins that I want to play over the air real quick. And I greatly appreciate y'all for calling in. It means a lot to me. It keeps me encouraged. It also keeps me humble, man. Keep calling in. I keep playing you over the air, all right? Keep it locked in right here on The Life Show. Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Let's go. Hey, boy, this Cardi B, bruh. Like, what? Let it bang a little bit. Just let it play a little bit. All right, that's good.
What up, though? It's Match Matt of the Match Matt Podcast. And I'm glad you talked about that. I feel like before you make a decision for a small amount of time, for like a year or maybe a month or 6 months, I think you should already be aware of your current lifetime commitments, things that you are committed to during your life. And those things may change and evolve, but these have core values that are essential to you. Understanding that, do I really value my health? Then how can I value my health? How can that become a value of mine? What steps you can take? So you have to understand. You get overwhelmed because you have a whole year in front of you. But when you understand that when you're making something a year, you also have to behind it a lifetime commitment, then you be patient and start to grow.
I want to say I really appreciate that podcast, that segment podcast that you just did about dedication. And I truly believe in every word that you said. You said something, you said, we believe in that goal, but something along the lines of, but how much? Like, how much are you willing to believe in your goal and then go ahead and do it? Because see, I believe you could say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But you have to back that up by your effort, by your work. You have to put work in. You have to realize that you're not going to see your goals manifest the next day. You have to plant those seeds to then harvest. Man, I really appreciated this segment podcast. I don't know what you call it, but I appreciate it. I would love to do a collaboration with you in the future. Maybe we could sit down and discuss manifestation, plant the seed, and then how long it takes to harvest. And
Hey, yo, what's up, man? This is your boy DJ Preach right here on The Life Show on Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Listen, it's time for me to shut the show down. That's right. It's time to end it, man. I hope you guys enjoyed it. The very first show for 2018. I hope you learned something out of the show. I hope it was very entertaining for you. I hope it did something for your spirit, man. Did something for you, you know, your mental. You feel me? And I just really pray that, you know, we just learn how to be more intentional into pleasing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, you know, just be that intentional person to just want to do good in life, you know what I'm saying? And want to prosper and want to seek after the kingdom of God, you know what I mean? Just be intentional about it, you know, be real about it. Don't be phony about it, y'all, all right? All right, man, listen, I greatly enjoyed it myself. Like I said, y'all call in. Let me know what you guys think was on your mind. We'll talk about it. We'll pray about it, all right? All right, man, listen, I'm out of here. God bless y'all. And always, always remember, your faith will activate God's movement. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace.